Welcome, Duran. This is Mark Heather here at the Reese Puffer Show at Rockford on the 27th of October to adjudicate you in the visual general effect caption. Looking forward very much to seeing your show today. I'll refer to side one being to the left of the 50, side two to the right of the 50 as I am viewing the field. Have yourself a great run. Interesting use of props here. Wow. That got my attention from the color guard positioning. Good theatrical entrance there. Make sure that once you get up that you continue that. Yeah, very dramatic, very theatrical. And well done with the add-on, with the dancers in the front. Watch how close they get to the front pit, though. Make sure they use the negative space. Communication between the three to the young man works well. Good, strong, unison work as we turn backfield. We just have to make sure that we watch the dynamics there, that we see what we're hearing. Oh, good job, young lady, fighting that in the wind. Strong staging for your trumpet soloist and your color guard person. Yeah, a little windy, be doing some of those body roll things out here, but no, good communication through expression. Yeah, staging for the silks and for your baritone. Just watch the end of that phrase there, baritones. It might be silly, but the slow drag into the foot adds that last little effectiveness of that moment. Yeah, interesting staging here is we got AB work going on with the color guard over on side two and then in the middle of the band. Now as we're building and building, looking forward to seeing where this goes to. Oh, very nice, you know, surprise there with everybody facing the end zone and then coming back. Simple but effective. Good for you. Now as we come through, do the pass through and the bringing the two groups together. Change into the 2-4 adds a dramatic flair and intellectual type of effect of the change with musical and visual nuance that we're seeing. Yeah, color guard just struggling a little bit from an achievement standpoint. Don't know if it's the wind. Yeah. Bit strange. Yeah, good change of feeling out there. Strong surprise there with the ending and good coordination between the audio, the voicing, and the visual out there. Yeah, introduction of the flags as we come through. Good communication. It makes sure that as we coming out, we watch the timing. Yeah, not sure about the what the formation of the horn line behind the mellophone was. If that was supposed to be a scatter, or if that was supposed to, it just left me questioning their placement and their staging on the field. Yeah, continuation of the phrase here. You know, kind of, you know, it works with the add-on. Now, as we bring out the rest of the horn line over from side one. Integration of all the elements, adding, you know, two good, strong, yeah, good strong staccato moment there, you know, giving us that intellectual type of effectiveness of coordination between visual and audio. Yeah, good strong communication at the end with the horns down to the side to the carry position. And this may be the last time where you get to see each other. We didn't have really a great Now, as we break down into this pedestrian, we need to have a little bit more believability in the role as we break it down. If there's supposed to be some we're hearing a change in mood here, but I still see a military look out there as everybody ran from point A to their different segments there. I don't know if the heads down would give you a little bit more variety as they went out there. You know, now as we get into the communication between the pairs. Good, strong, emotional moment here with the use of the dancers, staged well. Introduction of the concert French horns gives it that elegance that the music goes. Yeah, very creative use of, and even with their staging being that far off, it still protrudes nicely to what's going on the field. Work a little bit stronger from an achievement standpoint and a lift and believability of characters during this section here between the couples. Yeah, as we build that suspenseful moment before we bring in these gorgeous colored flags. Good coordination between the flags and your backdrop too back there for your third backdrop. Now, it says at least we still have each other, but who has who? I don't understand why you said that, when you said that, because there's nothing on the field that relates to what you just said. With the double flags going on here, I just am not sure that this is the strongest visual audio blend here and coordination of the elements. All right, as we break out of this, yeah, segmenting it by individuals, yeah, you know, it kind of helps get us logically to our spot here. Good energy from the drumline with their body language going on. Strong positioning for your rifles. Oh, nice job, bass drums, as you do that, you know, little feature with a little hoppy attitude there. Good communication through use of body and energy from the drumline here. Yeah, a little awkward how we get out of that into the next section. You know, why don't we have the continuation of that energy underneath this as we get into this ending phrase here? We just need to work a little bit stronger on our continuation of achievement of form clarity as we go through and marching style. This is the pacing here is a little bit suspect as we get to the end here. You know, we just kind of the utilization of the body as we ripple through that section adds a little bit of intellectual effectiveness, but yeah, the halftime, it's supposed to be a very majestic moment here, and I'm not sure that we totally capture it with the split work from the color guard facing in different directions. Once again, the coordination between the color guard colors and the backdrop colors, well done from a planning standpoint. Yeah, it's like I'm not sure, we just kind of, some of the earlier planning and creativity, I think, has just diminished here. We went into marching band mode. Yeah, interesting use of the flags at the end to build a little bit of suspense of how we're getting there. But I think the ending, you know, the last part of the show, the very ending, just seems a little bit more like forced. I think we lost some of our communication of energy and creativity at the very end compared to earlier parts. I think that there's good variety of effects throughout the show. I think communication is pretty strong for most of it. We still need to work stronger on achievement and individual responsibilities during some of the individual breakdowns and transitioning on the field, and also through form clarity and, you know, actual excellence, which will help elevate the effectiveness to the next level. Hope my comments will be of some help. Wish you the best of luck.